Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Paul Allen. Welcome to Vikings Game Plan from the TCO Studios. The first place Vikings take on the 4-4 Washington Redskins this week. And welcome back out of the bye week. Do you sense the guys are raring to go?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, they've said a lot of good things about where they're at, where we got to do going forward through the season. So it's all about playing this 8 games now.
The Vikings defense has been fantastic this season.
Flacco under pressure again. And nowhere to go. Everson Griffin.
You being a perfectionist, this dynamite defense, how can it even be better through the next 8 games?
Well, we still got a long way to go in a lot of things. One of the big things is hopefully we'll get on a turnover roll. I do think that we need to continue to play the run well. I think that's the best thing we've done. And then, you know, in the passing game, we've got to be more sound, really, in everything that we're doing.
Where does Washington put stress or the most stress on a defense?
The quarterback is really good. He gets the ball out quick. Their offensive line is excellent. They've got two great tight ends. Crowder in the middle, in the middle of the field. He does a great job. So they put a lot of stress on you, especially in the middle field.
With quarterbacks who can move, we've chatted about this on Game Plan before, Jameis Winston, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers. Kirk Cousins, he moves a little bit too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He likes to scramble, and he's not a slider. He's going to go head first. You know, we'll have to be good in our pass rush lanes, but, we've got to work on beating their offensive line.
Your left tackle, Riley Reiff, what are some attributes he possesses that you really appreciate?
Well, he's a great competitor. Doesn't say much, just goes out and does a job. Very professional in really everything that he does.
Speaking of being a top-notch competitor, Eric Kendricks leads the Vikings in tackles, courtesy of Medtronic Film. Let's go back to London, take a look at a cool Eric Kendricks play.
Deshaun Kizer, with time, has a man open, this side of the field and in and out of the hands of David Njoku.
Eric Kendricks picks up late on that, and Njoku has a chance to bring it in, but Kendricks just knocks the ball out.
This is kind of a trick play, and actually the Redskins ran this same play against us last year for a touchdown.
Oh.
And so this is a play where they fake like it's a bootleg, and the guy sprints out the other side, and they take the tight end and sneak him out, and what they do is they run him to the numbers, and then they run him vertically up the field. And Barr's got the back. So he's going to end up coming back here, and Kendrick sees it, and then he does a great reverse pivot,
wow.
Finds a tight end, and then it makes an unbelievable play. That really is one of the better plays, probably the best play of the year by any of the defenders.
So when Eric spins around and heads the other way, is that because he studied up on the play and he knows it's going that way?
Well, usually a boot, you're going to bring it back the other way, away from where the quarterback is going. So this one is extremely hard, because he's really going to push out to his left here, and then he happened to see the tight end flashing. Now, we worked this play in practice, but he happened to see this tight end flashing up underneath, and that is an unbelievable play.
So look for something to go with this group on this side, working this side of the field.
This is McKinnon, and McKinnon makes it to the end zone.
So all the defense is focused on this side, but McKinnon is going to get the ball and get right inside. Excellent double team at the point of attack by Isadora.
Okay, this is a two-point play for us. We have a number of different plays on this, depending on the coverage that the defense is in. Case got us into the right play. He saw the safeties deep. We run a little zone play. We have some other options off of this that we can run. As you can see, the two corners are sitting outside. And really, the key block here is
Isadora.
Isadora does a great job getting up onto the second level. I believe it's Treadwell there on the wide receiver coming in. So, yeah, this is a nice, easy 2-yard run for extra point.